It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today is our school district update, and joining me this morning, I have Principal Amy Bell from Castle Valley Center. And, you know, we talk about other schools that are always looking for people to go in and help out and hang out with the students and things like that. No school is probably more in need of people to just go in and be there and volunteer and help out than the Castle Valley Center. We're going to talk about some of the ways that you can help and how important it is for others to go into that school and just even interact with the students there at the Castle Valley Center. Principal Bell, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So let's start off like we always do. How are things going at the Castle Valley Center? We made it through the holidays.
We did. We had a great holiday. December was a lot of fun. We had, as you're talking about people coming in and volunteering, we have several groups that come and do an experience with our students. Our high school band and choir both come over and do a little mini concert. But what I love about what they've done is they come and they've adapted to my students, so they'll do a little part of that, but then they let our students engage, go up and see their instruments or do a sing-along with them where they're sitting down talking, interacting, which is absolutely the most important thing they can do. Adult probation and parole came through. They come through every year for Christmas, and they've adapted that too. They come, they change their time, they come during our lunch hour so they can come and sit and interact, and then they also bring a visitor, Santa, to come also. But you're right, the interaction is what is the most important for things for my students.
And as we were talking before we came on the air, the interesting thing that you kept going back to, and I like that, and it's, I think that is probably the most important part. You called it experiences, because that's what the students at Castle Valley Center need the most.
They do. In fact, we changed a couple years ago. We really focused our mornings are our core instruction, where we're really working on targeted skills and the things that the students are learning. And then our afternoons are built around social experiences, engaging, learning how to interact, going out into the community. A couple of our classrooms go to Walmart to learn how to go and shop and find things. But also, it's not just about going to the store and finding items in a store. It's about interacting with people and, you know, doing the right thing. We've had a couple great people at Walmart. One of the greeters there, and I apologize, I wish I could remember his name. He has been so absolutely delightful to our students. Greets them, knows them by name, interacts with them. That's what's important, is learning that they can go out and somebody will talk to them and say hi, instead of, you know, being nervous. And a lot of people with individual severe disabilities get very nervous. They think they don't know how to interact. And I just really believe if you just treat them as regular people, and you may have to slow your questions down or you may have to pause longer for them to respond, but they're just people. They just want to have somebody say hi and ask them how they're doing and talk to them. And so for some of our students that don't know, aren't comfortable with that, it's just good practice for them also, is to learn how to stop and to acknowledge somebody and to talk. And yeah, we go to the bowling alley, Helper Gateway Lanes out in Helper for years has hosted and let us come out there for free. We bowl every week. We alternate our groups, go out there. And again, it's not about our kids learning how to be really good bowlers. Few of them are. We have a couple that are very competitive with it. But for the most part, it's learning to go and interact, socialize, be out in the public, and learn how to ask for help and who can help you and who are the people that can do things for you. And then, like I said, just somebody to greet and say, hi, how are you doing?
Well, and the one of the other things that we were talking about, and as I told you, I have a nephew with autism. But the one thing that we talked about more than anything, we kept kind of coming back to it. And it's sad that you have to say it, but these people just want to be treated like the human beings that they are. That's it, right? They don't want to be treated any differently. Don't wear the kid gloves around them.
Absolutely.
And just talk to them like a normal person. And that's the other thing that's more important about getting people to go up and interact and have those experiences with them at Castle Valley Center, correct?
Absolutely. And I know sometimes some of our students might have some behaviors, and this is not just my students. We have a lot of adults in our community, you know, with severe disabilities. And I think there's people have a kind of a tendency to be nervous around them because they might look different or act differently, and they're not sure if they how to interact with them. And the people who I've seen be the most successful, especially in our school or coming through, are those who just go up and talk to them like they would anybody else. They're no different. Just because you have some behaviors or disabilities that limit kind of how you do that doesn't mean you don't still feel and think, interact. You don't want to socialize. Something that's also, I think we were talking about is, it's really common, especially our parents, is sometimes they're, my students have some significant challenges. And so sometimes parents, as they're dealing with them, it always looks like the disability. But sometimes when we're talking with them and some of the behaviors come out and they're 14, I'm like, that's what any 14-year-old does.
It's like we were talking about the fact, you know, we've got teenagers out there that find one shirt that they just want to wear, and that's all they want to wear.
Exactly.
We've got teenagers that are despondent and don't want to talk to anybody. It happens.
Always. Yeah, they sometimes are irritable and don't want to be interact with anybody. Sometimes they just want to watch TV. Yeah, they're just, or sometimes they're picking on their siblings or poking at the kid next to them. That's just kind of typical behavior. And I think sometimes with people with disabilities, we just see the disability and we don't see that they're just a person.
The underlying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very true. So if anybody wants to be a volunteer, wants to go up there and help out, do they need to go to the district and fill out the paperwork?
They do.
As
they
well?
Really need to call me because I really don't have a lot of spots that people can just come and show up and mm-hmm. do. But I will find things for people to do if they want to. But it's really if you think of an experience that you could create for us or you want to do an activity. We do a lot of activities, school-wide activities, a couple of hours to come and just put together something, a theme, and then do something that's just a way for them to come for an hour and just do a music activity or if you have a skill out there, you like to do a painting activity or something. My staff is phenomenal. I always tell people when they've not had experience doing an activity with our students, I'm like, kind of here's, I give them some guidelines. I says, but my staff's going to just make it work.
Right.
We're going to make it work because it's not as much about the task or the activity. It's about the interaction.
And you adapt and make it happen.
Absolutely.
All
absolutely.
Right. And before we get out of here, we got a couple more minutes we can talk about. You just finished up a remodel, you were saying, with a sensory room up there.
Yeah, we did. We used to have the trophy business at the Cass Valley Center. So we had a couple of those rooms there that we were able to remodel. And we've got a new occupational and physical therapy room. And sensory room, and then our post-high, it's a bigger space for our post-high. We've got bigger kids in there that we need a little more space, so they have one part of it. Yeah, we have some phenomenal things going in there right now. We're getting the final things set up, but lots of my students don't process sensory information the same way, and they either need input or they need a place to kind of get rid of that sensory stuff. So we've got this great new room that they can go and get a regular diet of it and access that, so we're really happy about that.
Perfect. All right. So if anybody wants to come up and talk to you about maybe coming up with an experience or helping out up there, what's the number there? How can they get a hold of you?
Call the school 637-9150 and ask to speak with me, Amy Bell, and I'll be happy to talk with anybody about what they think they might want to do.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with the principal at Castle Valley Center, Amy Bell, about all the things that are going on. And you know what? If you have the time and you have the wherewithal to do it, put something together, give them a call, and go up and hang out with these kids. They're great kids. They're great students. And, you know, they just want to talk to people and hang out, just like any other teenager student would like to do.
Absolutely.
Just want to hang out.
Absolutely.
Principal Bell, thank you so much for taking out the time to come
thank
in this
you.
Morning.
Appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.